We are learning Maseches Darim Daf Pei Dalet Amud Alef, and we are starting halfway down the Amud by the two dots. We learned on yesterday's Daf in the Mishnah that an Isha who says Koinim Sharinena LeBriyos, she makes a neder, she's not going to benefit from any of the Briyos. The halacha is that she still could benefit from Leka Tshicha Peya. There's different Matnas Aniyim that halacha is, the Torah says it's Hefker, stuff that are left in the field, that drop off while you're cutting the trees. The Leka Tshicha Peya are all Mutter because it's considered taken from Hefker, not from the Briyos. And there's a diak, V'loi Katani Zokta Gemara, V'loi Katani V'maisa Ani. It's missing Maisa Ani. What's Maisa Ani? We know that when someone has Tvua, a produce, he has to take off different Trumois or Maisris, different separations, and he takes off Truma, takes off another 10%, and that's called Maisa Rishon, that goes to the Levi. Actually, 10% of that Levi's portion goes to a kohen called Trumas Maisa. So the first, you give off 2% to the Truma. And then you give 10% to the Levi. The next 10%, it depends on the year of Shemitah. The first 2 years and the fourth and fifth year, that 10% is Maisa Sheni, which means you take it and bring it up to Yerushalayim. The third and sixth year, it's called Maisa Ani, which goes to the Ani. And the Gemara will have a discussion over here. How do you give it out to the Ani? Do you leave it in the field for Ani? Or do you have a right to give it to whoever you want? It has to be a Shalom Al Gemara. But our Mishnah is missing Maisa Ani. It doesn't say that this lady who made a Issa Hanof, Wola Brios, could she take Maisa Ani or not? V'lekatani v'maisa Ani. V'atanya b'braisa, but we have a braisa that says v'maisa Ani includes Lecha Tshuchapeya and Maisa Ani. So it's a steer between the Brayis and our Mishnah. Could the Isha or Asad Anof from all the Briyas take Maisoni or not? Rav Yosef like Kasha. Ho Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbanon. Rav Yosef want to learn that the Machlekes of Lezer Rabbanon is if you have Tevas Anof and Maisoni or not. That means, does the person who takes off Maisoni, does he have a right to give it to whoever he wants or not? And he says, that's Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon. What's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon? The Tanan. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, in Adam Tzoruch Likra Hashem, a Maisoni shall demai. Demai is produce you buy from a Amaretz. By Amaretz, we assume he takes off Truma, but he doesn't take off Maisris. And therefore, the halacha is that you have to separate the Maiser Rishon and the Maiser Sheni. You have to separate that and the Trumas Maiser, you have to separate that and give that to HaKayin. Why? Because he doesn't take off Maisris. So the Maiser Rishon, that you just separate it, and then it's a Maitse Mechavel rice. It's a suffix if the Amaretz took an at. Therefore, you can keep it for yourself. But you have to make a separation in order that it shouldn't be Tevel. Because halacha is, something doesn't take off Chumas and Maisris, has a Din Tevel. If it has Din Tevel, then the halacha is, it's Chayiv Misa, someone eats it. Therefore, you have to separate it. But, Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't have to separate Maiser Ani. Even though Avada, if you would separate, you still could keep it, but you don't have to separate. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you don't have to even separate it. V'chomayrim kairishayim v'ein tzarech lahafrish. You have to be kairishayim, but just in case that it wasn't taken off, you don't have to give it away, you don't have to give it to the Ani, but you have to be kairishayim. You have to make it into Maisa Ani. And the Ran explains that according to the Chachamim, it has a din of Tevel. And the Ran says even a bigger loss of Yahoichom min akri b'misa. That's mashma that he's learning that Fidei Chachamim will hold that has a din Tevel, it'll be even chayiv Misa for that. The Rambam, who even though he paskins like the Chum that has din Tevel, but he says only Chayiv Malkus. But if you don't take of Maisa Ani. In a regular case, you don't take Maisa Ani, it's only Chayiv Malkus. It's not the same level as Tevel that's Chayiv Misa. But Chum say that you have to be, either way, it's Malkus or if it's Misa, but it's definitely Tevel. And therefore, you have to, when you buy from Amaretz, you have to separate Maisa Ani. So we have in Machlekes Chum and Rabbi Eliezer, if you have to separate Maisa Ani or not. So my love, Dr. Gemara. The man the Amas fake a tail xava is the tevel. So no, the man the Amas holds that it makes a tevel holds that you have tevel. So no, you have a right to give the ma'aser to whoever you want. The kim this tevel sano loy mahanya, but since you have tevel sano, so therefore you can't. You can't give it away. You can't. This isha can't take from it because it's called hano. The man the Amas ain't a kareshem xava fake ain't a tevel holds that. The only question is, he holds sveika in a tevel, no tevel. Of course, sveika in a tevel, less they tevel sano. There's no din tevel sano, which means it's hefker for the aniyim. For sure, less do it, therefore she can have ano. So we have to explain this. So there's two parts here. First of all, it's the Ran has to explain What is the bir machlekes if it's tevel or if it's not tevel? What's the pshat in the machlekes? Means forget about the case of amaretz. Amaretz is just what comes out of it. But really, the machlekes is a deeper machlekes. Bechlal, if someone does not take off maisa oni, is his whole produce tevel or not? The didn't tell that. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not tevel. Chomol is tevel. What's the bir machlekes? So the Ran, by the wide lines, explains that the bir machlekes is like this. The man the holds that's not tevel holds like this, that the reason why you always have a problem of tevel is before you take off the truma is because since and before you take off ma'isa rishon for the same price because there's you're missing the truma's ma'isa is because some of this belongs to the kohen and it's also for a zar to eat it. Since there's something mixed in here that's also for a zar to eat it, so therefore the whole thing becomes also as tevel because there's something here that's also to eat. Which the asvin, the rice already asked the kasha, the lechayra, the kahanim, they also have an issa tevel. Lechayra should come out for the svara, they should not have an issa tevel because it's all the reason why it's also because it's mixed in truma, they're allowed to eat truma. So why is tevel also the kahanim if you didn't take off truma? Why is tevel also the kahanim? We know tevel also the kahanim also. So the Asin the Raisa says that before you mafish a truma, even truma is also the kahanim. So that's the pshat, because truma is something that has a kedusha to it, it's also to zarm, and if you ask from the Raisa, he's saying pshat is also even to kahanim before the hafrasha. So therefore we understand that it's in tevel. But maisa only, anyone can eat it. And since it's mutal zarm, so the taruvis will not make it aser. That's how the Ran learns why there's no din tevel from not taking off maisa only. But what's Pshat Manu hold is Tevel? So he says that you learn from a drasha. And the Mesech Zivam is the Gemara makes a drasha over there. The Gemara says, first, that Yachal lo yei chayiv el al Tevel so hu menu kol ikar. Hu remenu truma gedayla. If you took off truma gedayla, hu remenu truma ma'i serishan. Or ma'i serishan lo yei ma'i sesheni. Or you didn't take off ma'i seoni. How do you know it's Tevel? So it says in the Pasuk, v'sucha lechol b'sharecha. It says a different Pasuk, v'achol b'sharecha v'seveyu. Just like that sharecha is talking ma'i seoni, here always talking ma'i seoni. So it's a drasha to say that there's an issa Tevel. So first of all, that's the Biyam Achlekes if it's Tevel or not between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Then the Ran explains that it's Tali Zevazel, Gavi Tevis Hano. Because the Pasuk that says that you have a right to give the Maisa Oni whatever you want, says in the Pasuk, V'lechalu es kotche b'nei Yisrael es esher arimu. And we darshan that there is talking about asidim litroim, and there it says lo yichalu. And the same pasuk says asher yirimu, which means you have a right to give it away. It says lo yichalu. So the one who holds that it makes a tevel, he holds that you have the schus to give it to whoever you want. But if you hold it's not tevel, you don't have a schus to give it what you want. Whoever wants can come take it. And therefore, we're learning now, Pshat in our Mishnah is, our Mishnah says Maisa Ani cannot be taken. The reason is because we hold like the Rabbanon hold that it makes a tevel, and therefore you have a right to give it to whoever you want. Masha Inkein, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's not tevel. He holds that, no, you can't. You don't have a din tevel anah. And therefore, it's mutter to have anah from it, and that's Pshat in the Braisa. Let's go into Rabbi Eliezer. So that's the first mahalach we are explaining here, the stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa. One says, my son was not saying my son, he's telling the Shaila if it's Tevel, and in turn, the Shaila is if it has Din Tevel Sana or not. Omalei Abaya argues on this Bira Machlekes in Lezner Rabbanim. Omalei Abaya, the Kuliyama Sveikai Tevel. Betzim Kuliyama, it makes a Tevel. And then the Kuliyama should have Tevel Sana, give it whatever you want. That should happen. That's what it should be. And therefore, we don't have an explanation, the steer between the Braisa and the Mishnah. And we just have to explain, just trying to explain this machlekes right now. Kuliyama Sveika Tevel. So if Sveika Tevel, so why does Rabbi Eliezer say when it comes to Demai, which means when you buy from Am Aretz, you don't have to be carried to shame. Rabbi Eliezer brought on Hakumifli. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Loinechstu Am Aretz on my Sani. The Am Aretz is not choshed that they didn't take off my Sani. Because it's not a big deal for them to take off my Sani. Even the Ilu Mafgir and the Chosi, Vavoni, Vashokalei, Holes the Epsheida. If they don't give my Sani, they have an Eitzah. Be Mafgir when no one's looking, be Mafgir your whole field. And then you're Ani now. Take the my Sani for yourself. And then be kind of back. And Shalom Al Yisrael. Since they could do that, so why should they not take off my Sani? It's not worth it for them. So they always take my Sani because they know they have this option. Rabbanon Savri, Nichzei loy mafke inchi. A person is not mafke is nechassim. The mirsa is he's scared. Dilma zochub inchi achrinim. Maybe someone will come be zeichin it when he's not looking. Hilkach nechshadu. Therefore, they are chashad on it. So the machlekes of Lezer Rabbanim, if you have to carry shame by demai, I rather kuliyama makes tevel. And therefore, kuliyama maybe you have tevel enough. The machlekes just is amar it's chashad on maisa oni. So now we still need a teretz to explain the stira between the Braisa and our Mishnah if Maisa Oni, if the Isha who is Asid Hanof, all Brias, could take Maisa Oni or not. So Rav Amar, Kam Maisa Oni HaMeschalek B'Soich HaBayis, Deksiva Beinasino Nasata Levi Villa Ger Mashamachi Osalasnuye. He says there's two types of Maisaoni. Maisaoni that you have a right to give it to, and different type of Maisaoni. Kam Maisaoni Amishalik Mesecha Gronos, Kinuksiv Bevenachto Mesherecha, Sharles Nuye. The Gemara Rav is Machadish, there's two types of Maisaoni. There's Maisaoni that's Mashalik in the fields. That type of Maisaoni, the Onaim could come and take whatever they want. It says Vanachta Basharecha, they can take whatever they want. And therefore, that's John the Brisa. Why the Isha could go take it. It's not cool having an awe from the Brios, because that's Hefka. Masha'inkin, once it reaches your house, it's harvest season, it comes into your house already, then there's a din Nasata Levi Lager. There you have a din Nasina. And there you have a din Taivas Anah. Therefore, it's called Binena from the Brias. Therefore, it's called Binena from the Brias. And the Rana actually brings down a Safri that has the Stira. It says Nasata Levi Liyosim Amonah. The exact lotion of the Pasuk is that it says Nasata Levi Lager Liyosim Amonah Vachal Vasharecha Vasaveyu. And it's a different Pasuk, Vanachta Vasharecha, Vanachta Vasharecha. So it's a Stira. So the Safri answers, Kamis Achama, Kamis Akshamim. And the Ran fits it into our Torah. So it means like this. The Yemais Achama, there it's in the Geirin, it's in the fields, so therefore there Ivanachta. Mashenke Yemais Akshamim, when it's in your house already, there's Din Asina. So the bottom line is, Rava's Torah is the Stira of Din Abraisa, the Mishnah is, which type of Maisaoni? The Maisaoni that was given out in the fields, that's Hefker, or the Maisaoni that is given from the house, that has a Din Nesina. And there's nothing to do with Machlaikis, Rav Diaz and Rabbanon. And that we had already Abai explained that Machlaikis that has to do with if next to Ami Aretz. Rav is just saying there's no Shaykh to that. And there's a different Teretz. The Teretz is a two type of Maisa Onim.